Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Regular T, have the latest for you. And the latest is another opportunity for Tyler to break the seal on going to a game tonight. And I'm going to assume he's not doing that again.
You want to go to the game tonight?
Nah, man. Don't do me like that. Don't 5 o'clock me.
I would like to go to a game with you. We would have a good time.
Go. Now, don't 5 o'clock me. Go.
All right.
Go. You could have.
That's fair.
That's messed up.
That's fair. You're right. Right.
Still waiting. August 19th. The former greatest Houston fan I've ever seen, the most passionate Houston fan I've ever seen, former Tyler Milner, still not going to a game all season. Just
longest I've gone in my adult life, that's for sure.
Just sad. And they need you. They need you. The Astros, they are now 63-63, 500 right now, and their lead in the West has come down to one game as the Rangers won 5-0. Those scoring at home, the Mariners lost 22-0 to the Green Bay Packers last night. The Milwaukee Brewers last night. So they got their asses kicked and remain 4 back. But this is a situation in which, Clint, they could find themselves tied for first place with a loss and put themselves in a situation where they lose the series to a team that was 49-76 walking in to this 3-game set. And they got an outturn to their young pitcher prospect Ethan Petko, and he was in Sugar Land all season and has an ERA near 5, 4-6 record in his time there, 17 appearances, mostly starts. But he gets the ball tonight, Clint. And I'll just say this, we've talked about this a bit because this is an important start for the Astros and him. In your opinion, what could you expect from this kid making his first start at the Daikin, pressure kind of packed in terms of the standings? What do you expect? What is a good, realistic expectation for Ethan tonight?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think 5 innings, 3 runs. I think just short of a quality start, I think would be fair expectations. I mean, I'm assuming that these hitters haven't seen him. They don't have much to study. Getting through the lineup a couple of times shouldn't be disastrous, and so I think it's fair to put some expectations on a top 10 prospect that we've been talking about for it seems like a month, to put some expectations his first time out of navigating the lineup a couple of times, not flawlessly obviously, but successfully, and so. I don't know. Does that seem a little bit unfair to you guys, or is that realistic? I don't know much about the guy. I hadn't seen him pitch, obviously, so I don't know what to expect. But I would think a top prospect should come in and be able to throw strikes and not walk a ton of people and just not have the wheels come off in 4 or 5 innings.
Yeah, I don't know, Clint, because this isn't like when Hunter Brown came up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you know, a young dude that you're like, boy, this guy's got major talent, and somebody that they flat expect to be a part of this thing, right? They had been comparing him to Verlander since he was there. You know, that was that there was some level of expectation. Like we said, man, he has struggled. He's got an ERA above 7 in the last 2 months in Sugar Land. So that's usually not a sign of things, man. Can he go out there and not have to leave the game, Clint, in a position in which, you know, you are well behind the eight ball? Because this offense, the way it struggled last night, hopefully they help him out and break out and give him some run support. Yeah. But, you know, it's just hard to know what to expect because we joked around with it yesterday, but this is generally not the formula of a guy that gets sent up, a guy that has had an ERA the last 2 months leading into his call-up, you know, near 8.
Yeah.
So it's hard to kind of recognize. Now, the other part is, Clint, he's not going up against, you know, the Dodgers, right? He's going up against, you know, Mike Trout and Angels.
Yeah. My expectations, to be honest with you, I mean, it's hard for me to put a number on it, obviously. I've never seen the guy pitch. It would be silly of me to do that. I think it's fair to say that, you know, at the very least, don't walk yourself off the mound, right? Don't have location problems. I can't locate the fastball. I can't locate the changeup or the off speed kind of stuff, and get yourself in a bind in the first, second, or third inning because you've walked or hit multiple batters, and now all of a sudden you're coming out of the you're having to get pulled out of the game before it gets out of reach. So, you know, whatever that looks like, the bar is low, obviously, but whatever that looks like, just don't go out there and get in trouble in the first three innings to where they got to pull you and be completely done. Go to the bullpen that early.
Yeah, that's the big thing, man. I mean, you said five innings.
I mean, that'd be great. I mean,
I trip and fall trying to push that button.
Oh, well, hell yeah. I mean, I think that's lofty expectations.
We'll see. Yeah, just don't leave and it's like 6-1, and you know we can't like that. That's, you know, putting yourself in a tough spot. By the way, the lineup tonight behind the rookie, Jeremy Pena, Alvarez is the DH, Paredes and Altuve. Hopefully they can get going. Lamont Wade Jr. in the house, batting fifth. Smith behind him, stay hot, Cam. And Christian Walker, Taylor Trammell's in center tonight. And Vasquez is going to catch the rookie. So that is the lineup. By the way, also to make room for Petco, the Astros put Bryce Matthews on the 60-day IL, so his season has come to an end. He's basically become a utility player in which he's been playing center, second base, all of that. So that is where the Astros are tonight. Need a big win, and we'll see what this young dude has in store. All right, the big news of the day, and we've talked about it, and if you missed it with B. Scott, you can go back on the Odyssey Rewind feature at 4:40. He talked about some things there with Jaden Higgins. But he is out for the season, has a torn ACL, and he went down in practice. I think a lot of people, I know I did, a lot of people felt better about the situation, Clint, just the way that he walked off. He seemed to be in a decent spot, but clearly that has changed with the torn ACL. And I guess in many different ways to attack this, when you look at this and you look at the guys around him, in your opinion, and I'll say this forever, in your opinion, who do you think is affected the most by the injury from Higgins? Is it C.J. Stroud? Is it Nico? Is it, who do you think is affected the most by him being out for the season?
From a player perspective, I think.
Go ahead.
I think it's Nick Caley. I mean, I think Nick Caley's job just got significantly more difficult, especially given that Jalen Noel and Tank Dell are still hurt and are in quote unquote ramp up phases. So I think Nick Caley's job just got significantly more difficult. How he uses Nico Collins to overcome the fact that everybody beyond Nico Collins is unproven. How he uses the tight end room now that your receiver room is down. Probably going to see more two tight end sets than they even thought before. How does the run game get going. I know they built this thing to run the football first and early and often. It became even more paramount that actually comes to fruition sooner rather than later. And I think the guy that's got to make all that happen is Nick Caley, second-year play caller. So I would say that without a doubt for me that Nick Caley's job just got significantly more difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a there were some struggles with injuries that happened early before the season and now we found out after the year kind of changed the way they had to approach things. Last year was the tight end situation, and now this is the Higgins situation. Yeah, I think he's absolutely affected, but I think we're kind of on the same page, because I do think ultimately this is a decision for Nick Caley. But, you know, Nico Collins, you would imagine, is affected as well with this, because I think it pushes teams even more to say, all right, we're going to do whatever the hell we got to do to not allow that guy to beat us. And we have even more confidence if they're going up against, you know, Jarrett Wayne on the other side, or, you know, maybe, you know, it's hard even to put Tank in that conversation, but Hutchinson, out there, if they go get a DeAndre Hopkins, whatever, I think it empowers teams even more to push more resources to try to take away Nico Collins out of the game. So I think he is really heavily affected by this, and there has got to be concern if this offense can find ways to get him free, with teams really trying to push even more resources to stopping him. So Jane Higgins, man, this is a tough situation. We've talked about it throughout the day. Anytime we get more to update with you on that, we certainly will. A little bit later on here in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have a discussion on something else that has been affected, because we believe this injury. We'll let you know what that is a little bit later on. But Jaden Higgins out for the season with a torn ACL.
5 o'clock fire.
I do put a little bit of this on me. I did feel confident, that comfortable when he walked off, and when CJ said, yeah, I think he'll be fine. That absolutely did not.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Happened. So, I don't think I'm 100% on me, but I did feel a little bit bad. All right, Shedeur Sanders. He looks like he is going to – they said they were going to flip things around. Deshaun Watson got the start in the first game against the Bears. Looks like he will get the start against the Bills. First things first, they will have a joint practice with the Bills. And Shedeur says he's feeling no pressure about the Browns' potential quarterback decision. First-year coach Todd Monken has not revealed a timeline for naming a starter between Sanders and Deshaun Watson, but said he might use the preseason finale against the Patriots as a dress rehearsal. That would leave this weekend's practice and preseason game as possibly the final chances for a guy like Shedeur Sanders to impress. I don't think this thing is over, because I think Deshaun was better, but I don't think it's necessarily over. But if he's got a chance at this, he's really got to come out and have a strong week against the Bills to give himself a chance, because I think right now Deshaun is the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, look, I mean, if he plays well enough to even make it interesting, I think he's the guy.
So you don't really think it's close right now?
Well, yeah, no, I don't. I think that Deshaun Watson, I mean, and he's going to be right now, obviously, they feel, I mean, he's behind the eight ball with how much money they've wasted on him. But when you put him up against a second-year quarterback that played very sparingly last year, I just think the veteran, everything he's seen, the throws he's made, the pressures he's seen, and all the calls that he's made, and quite frankly, just to be honest, at their best, I think Deshaun Watson's a better player. And so this boils down to, can Deshaun Watson shake the rust and all of the backsliding that he did with all of his legal troubles? Can he get back to any way, shape, or form who he once was? And if he gets close, I don't think Shador has a chance here. But if Shador can play well enough to make it a tough decision, then I think they would go with Shador. So yeah, I think he's got a lot to earn here, man.
What do you think? You think them two talk? You think they? I wonder what the relationship is between Shador and Deshaun Watson. I mean, you used to feel like you knew kind of a little bit about what Deshaun Watson is. Now I don't think he's so mysterious. You don't know anything about him, but the other stuff.
I think the reason this even has a chance to work for Deshaun Watson is because we're so far removed from what happened that, like, you wonder. Like, I don't doubt whether Shador Sanders knows, hey, like, Deshaun got in some off the field legal troubles, right? And he may even know that it involved massage therapists. But did he really pay attention to every count and every accusation and how many there were and all the details and this and that? Like, this generation just, it seems like, you know, a lot of that stuff, man, that happens several years ago just is off of their radar. So I wonder if he's even aware of really what all went on with Deshaun. So I would imagine, yeah, they probably break some pretty good bread.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.